I started questioning myself. Who am I? What am I doing this for? Why am I here? And so I started really looking at what is my purpose again for the first time in years. Welcome to the Lifecraft Podcast. This podcast is your permission slip to take a moment out of your busy schedule to explore all the elements that make up a wonderful life. We delve into the art of crafting your best life with the help of guests and new insights, offering you tools for personal growth and expansion weekly. Whether you're relaxing at home or on the go, hit the subscribe button and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome back to season 5 of the Lifecraft Podcast. I can't believe I'm saying those words. Very, very honored and excited to be here in season 5 already. And for those of you who are new here, my name is Melissa Lane. I'm the host and founder of the Lifecraft Podcast, a podcast dedicated to help you learn how to craft your best life, whatever that looks like for you. So we're here to help teach you skills and bring you insights and share really cool things to change your perspective, because when you change your perspective, you can change your frickin' life. And that's what happened with me. I took a little bit of an unexpected break from Lifecraft, had a whole season 4 planned, and then it just went dead. And today I actually want to share what happened to me and my life and why I came back to Lifecraft and what you can look forward to and some of the really big takeaways that I got in my season of break frickin' down to get to my break frickin' through. So last year, I was on a roll with season 4, had some amazing guests lined up, and my life started unraveling in certain areas a little bit. I lost my soul pet, but before that, he was sick for a really long time. We did our best to try and help him, to try and get him the best medical care that he could. I spent a lot of time taking care of him, which just changed me in a beautiful way. It's not a lot of us that get to spend that much time with our soul pet. And for those of you who ever got a pet in their 20s when they were alone and starting their life over and not knowing who you are, what you're doing, and changing up your whole life, and you get a pet that just kind of fills that void. He was that for me. And I really took it not well when I lost him. And in the journey of losing him, of having to let him go, I went through a bunch of things, which I'm going to share in an upcoming episode with you, because I think we need to talk about pet loss grief a little more. But my priorities started changing. I went through a smear campaign where people were gossiping about me, and it really took a freaking toll on my mental health. And then I lost him and I had to deal with that grief. But it's not the type of grief that anyone talks about, because it's an animal and people are just like, whatever, get over it. And I started changing up my career. So I didn't have that to fall back on, because I was just working behind the scenes and I couldn't get that energy exchange that I used to get with people. And I started questioning myself. Who am I? What am I doing this for? Why am I here? And so I started really looking at what is my purpose again for the first time in years. And I'm going to have an episode about that too, because sometimes we need to revisit our purpose. Sometimes it changes unexpectedly, because I was like flying high and doing well and growing. But I'm still a holistic health coach by profession. And I looked at my life and I was like, is this a holistically healthy life? And certain areas were, but certain areas were lacking. I lost a few friends along the way, which broke me. Oh my word. It was the worst thing, not only to lose the friends, but to have to let go of some, because you can't always take everyone with you into your next level. And it's something that really ripped at my soul. And I'm going to talk about that in an upcoming episode, because I think we need to talk about adult friendships and what that looks like and how they work and what does it mean to be a good friend? And was I a good friend? And when is it time to let friendships go? We need to start looking at these things and talking about them if we want to craft a life that we actually enjoy waking up to and that's our best life. I went through all of that, and in between there were relationship things that came up because I've been with my partner for a really long time, and we had to revisit certain things and look at certain things. And I'm excited to share about some of those steps too, because relationships are the foundation of our life. And I was going through all of this stuff and trying to be a good coach and trying to be a good dog mama for my one dog who I still had left, and trying to put my mental health back together with all of this stuff happening. And self-development felt like something so unnecessary and so far away and so useless, because all of my years of self-development couldn't help me in those times of crisis. But that was wrong. I was wrong. It really did help me. And I want to share more of that in this upcoming season, with guests in between, phenomenal guests, and some guests who didn't feature in the previous season that is going to come out of the archive. I'm going to put together mini masterclasses for you on the things that really got me out of those holes. The things that I learned in self-development that when the going got tough last year and at the beginning of this year, I'm getting all emotional, really did help. It really helped. It really helped. And I don't want to cry in your ears, because I know some of you don't like the emotional stuff, but investing in yourself is never a waste of time. Investing in your life, the one you're creating, the one you're building, is never a waste of time. And if you ever felt like you didn't get the manual on how this life works, neither did I. I always felt behind and like I didn't understand why everyone was succeeding around me. And I felt like I missed a couple of classes on life. But there are people and there are resources and there are ways of learning those things. And it helps you. It makes you stronger. It makes you able to, when you're in a difficult situation, say, oh, but I remember what I read in that book, and I remember what I heard on that podcast, and maybe I can look at it differently, and maybe I can try this one thing, and maybe I need to rediscover my purpose. Where can I do that? Where can I look at that? I dug into people speaking about things like finding your purpose, having courage to get up when you've been knocked down, the really negative effects of gossip, not only on your own life, but on the person you're doing it to. We're a collective. We are responsible for each other. We have an effect on each other, and we need to take up that responsibility. We don't live in a vacuum. And to be able to fall back on all of those things was powerful for me. And it made me realize that this podcast, the reason why I started this, my why, was because I felt like I didn't know what the frick I was doing. And I wanted to discover that together with you. I wanted to share things that I thought helped me or my clients. I'm no expert. I'm just a student of life. And I lost that spark along the way, but it was kind of still an ember. It didn't die. And by falling back on many of the principles and practices that I learned throughout the years that I've shared in the previous episodes of Lifecraft, so if you're new, go and listen to them, by actually doing those things, by actually having faith in the things that came up when I went through a hard time, to say, try that, remember that, believe in that, you can change your mind, you can change your perspective, take action before you're ready. Ask for help. Trust in people. People care. Strangers care. People are out there for you. You are not alone in this. Even if it's just someone who makes a podcast, they care enough to make it so that you can have a resource to fall back on. And I really leaned into that, and it made the biggest difference in my life. So I'm so excited to share my why with you again. And I was thinking about it the other day, and then I heard a beautiful video by Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was Tony Robbins's teacher. That's how I know Jim Rohn. But he was a phenomenal man, a phenomenal teacher. And there was a little edited video of him that I just want to read to you, because it just made me realize that the pursuit of self-development and the pursuit of self-empowerment is getting a few knocks, because I think, like a pendulum swing, we take things too far. when we pull the pendulum back to one side too much, it is automatically going to go to the opposite side. So I see this trend of people just being burnt out with self-development and self-empowerment. And then I see this trend of people absolutely loving it and being enthralled in it and immersed in it to a point of like not having a life. And then I see people really hating on it and saying that it's done with and we should just live. But it's not that easy for all of us because many of us didn't grow up with parents who really guided us on how to handle life. How to craft a life that we enjoy, how to be creators in our own life. So we need people who figured it out to teach us how, or to guide us, or to just give us a different perspective. So I want to read this to you if you've kind of also given up on self-development, or if you have an unhealthy obsession with it. I want you to start chilling. I think I'm going to talk about that in an episode as well. This is what Jim Rohn said. I'll take care of me for you if you take care of you for me. The best contribution I can make to you is my personal development. What if I become 10 times wiser, 10 times stronger, 10 times better, 10 times more unique? Think of what that will do for our friendship. Self-sacrifice usually earns contempt. But self-development and self-investment earns respect. And when I heard that video, I was like, that is why I took a break. Because if I had to self-sacrifice for this passion project that is Lifecraft, if I had to self-sacrifice my mental health, my physical health, my energy that had to flow into my private life, to be quite honest, it would have just been met with contempt. But if I took that time to self-invest, to self-develop, it will earn your respect and it'll make our friendship better. And that's what I want for us. I want it to feel like a friendship, this podcast, where we can learn together, grow together, fall together, get back up together. And I want to leave you with this. There's a song by the band Switchfoot. I'm a typical millennial. I grew up with Switchfoot. And it's called Dare You to Move. And it's one of my favorite songs. And when I was going through a really hard time, I had this playlist that I would listen to when I would go for a run or when I would feel a bit low. And that song has always been on my playlist. And there's a line in the song, and I'm going to paraphrase probably, but it says, I dare you to move like today has never happened before. And that's my wish for you and for this new season. I want us to step into our new day. I want you to step into new action, new beliefs, new perceptions, new motivation, new passion within you, as if today has never happened before. Let's leave the past in the past. Let's leave the baggage there. We'll go and look at it when we need to, but we can't carry it with us every day. We can't carry all of the hurts with us. We can go back and review them and see why they were there and see if their patterns are still in our lives, etc., etc. But I dare you to start moving like today has never happened before. Like you are new to this planet, you're new to this earth, and you are renewed with a new sense of hope and with a new sense of really seeing the worth in investing in yourself. So I'm very excited for this new season. We've got great things coming up. All of the episodes that I mentioned, amazing guests. The guests are going to inspire the crap out of you. And they are just phenomenal. And I've got a couple lined up that we're still going to start recording that I cannot believe that I am honored enough to be able to sit down with them and ask them questions and hear about their lives and learn from them. And you get that opportunity too. So please see this podcast and this new season, this new era of ours as a friendship where we are going to have this mutual relationship where you can share, where you can suggest episodes, where we can really look at growing together and enjoying this journey together. And having a balance when it comes to crafting our life. because it's not all about growth and doing the things. It's about having fun along the way and having some play as well. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening till the end. If you haven't, please subscribe to the podcast. Please leave a positive review. I'd love to know what you loved so that I can give you more of that. If you haven't already, go and follow us on social. I will be posting a lot more on social media. And then if you're new here, go and re-listen to the previous episodes. We had some phenomenal guests, and I can't believe that in the short while that Lifecraft has been in my life, it's made such a big impact. And I hope that it does that for you in the future too. I'm sending you all my love. You matter. I'm glad you were born. I'm glad you're here. And I look forward to this journey with you. Till the next time. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Lifecraft podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to explore and craft your best life. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing for more insights and tools for personal growth. And your reviews help me so, so much. So please make sure when you get time to leave us a positive review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep crafting your best life. Please note that the content provided in this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as professional advice, and we recommend consulting with a qualified professional for any specific concerns. Views and opinions expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Lifecraft podcast. Thank you for listening.